Hello and welcome to the Pop Console Podcast. I am your host. My name is Jacob. Right off the bat, we're just gonna do a little bit of this. Ow, yeah. Oh! This is a gluten-free beer, if you're following me. Following my gluten-free journey, then you know that I have eliminated gluten from my diet. That includes alcohol, and I like beer quite a bit. So, trying some. This one is made with water, rice, sorghum, lime, juice, lime peel, salt, hops, and yeast. And here we go. It's limey. Tastes like lime. Doesn't taste like beer. So, you know, could be worse, could be better. Anyway, on with the show. Today, you know, All right. So the other day I was on Twitter and I saw Shuhei Yoshida, the president of PlayStation Worldwide Studios, he tweeted that they were doing this, man, I should look it up here. He probably tweets a lot though, so it's probably gonna be hard for me to find it. Or not. We'll find out. Drink responsibly, by the way. Forgot to add that. Okay. I'm on his Twitter page. Here we go. And we're scrolling, and we're scrolling, and we're scrolling. I might edit this out. Oh, here we go. Sony Interactive launches unit to adapt games for film and TV. I responded to this tweet by posting a GIF of... And I know it's GIF, but I say GIF. Of Larry David from the show Curb Your Enthusiasm. It's a pretty popular meme, but he's like, he's got that face where he's like, maybe it's okay. I don't know. It doesn't sound good. I've seen like one episode of that show, so I don't know what that actually is in reference to, but I use that GIF a lot. Anyway, that kind of sums up my feelings on it. Like, oh, well, the quote was basically like, you know, everyone does video games in other mediums like movies and TV wrong, and we're going to dedicate people to, you know, make it right. And I'm like, well, that's cool, but also... you could just not do that, and I'd be fine with that also. And I think, I don't know, I feel like most video game fans feel the same way. Like, hey, do you want to see a Metal Gear movie? Not really. I get, maybe, but no, probably not. They're already movies, so... would I watch it? Probably. Would I be excited? Probably not. And so the topic today is just going to be about movies, video game movies, and ones I like, ones I hate, ones that are okay. Stuff like that. But yeah, overall, it's like, I don't know. The character, it's just hard. They're already taking cues from the movie industry, and then you're going to put it back into the movie industry. So you're essentially just using characters and maybe story beats, and it's like, well, just make new character, just make a different property. I don't know. And a good question, I was thinking about this, you could just ask yourself, you know, strip away, think of a video game movie. Now, my favorite video game movie is the first Resident Evil. I don't know if I've even talked about video game movies on the podcast before. It had to be briefly. But my favorite one is the first Resident Evil movie. It didn't have any characters from the game, but it had, you know, the Umbrella Corporation. You got your zombies. You got your zombie dogs. You got, you know, like the Umbrella logo, like kind of just like the tone of the game, I guess. And like, it just, I don't know. There were like if you stripped away the Umbrella logo and like the T virus and the liquor, well, maybe not the liquor. The liquor's pretty cool, but you could have made any, like some other monster. I probably still would have liked that movie. I think having it be Resident Evil definitely makes it better for me, but I think it would also stand alone without that. I just think it's just a good movie. I like movies that are very contained, you know, that are set in a small place. You know, this is set in pretty much one area, the Hive, you know, low budget. Not a lot of special effects. There's some, but I don't know. Just, and there's always places for, you know, the fucking Transformers movies of the world. But what I'm saying is I like that movie and it didn't ruin anything. It was more of like a side thing. It's when they started adding the characters from the game that I started not liking them. And I don't know if it's, there's a couple reasons. When you put a big name actor in a movie who's a character I already know, it's almost like, it's just like switching the act, like it's already acted. So it's like watching, I don't know. I'm not a huge fucking Marvel movie cinematic universe fan. I think they're pretty good. I don't get excited for them or anything. But let's just say Thor. Like, you know Thor is Chris Hemsworth. That's like in one of the movies, like the Avengers movies. Like, he's just not, he's some other fucking guy now. Like, I don't know. Fucking name a guy. Name an actor comparable. I would name other big name actors, but they're all in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, so. Anyway, I don't know. So it's like that. It's like, I already know what the character looks like, act, sounds like, whatever. Even though they're not real, I understand. But then it's like, oh, now you've got the guy, this other guy, who's probably a decently well-known actor that I already know, that just, I don't care about. It's just weird. I just don't like it. I don't like it. So the first Resident Evil had none of that. There was like actors like Michelle Rodriguez was in it, and you know, there was like, you know, they're famous, but I don't know, they weren't like, no, they're famous, but they also just played different characters. They played their own unique characters written for the movie that aren't in the games, so you're not expecting anything. It's new, which is a huge problem. You know, writing a movie based on a video game has. It's the biggest problem it has because, first of all, you're kind of catering. You don't have to cater to the core audience, the people who are. You're writing the movie and putting a budget into this movie expecting the people who play the game to buy the ticket to the movie. And sure, you're going to get probably 80% of the other people who have no idea what it is, but it looks cool. They're going to go see it too, because I'm pretty sure the Resident Evil movies made more money than the games. Obviously, it's more accessible too. You just have to buy a movie ticket, blah, blah, blah. There's a lot of factors, but there's plenty of people who watch Resident Evil movies that have never played the game. Who love those movies. They think they're great action popcorn flicks, and, you know, they're not wrong. However, when you're writing these movies, you have to be like, okay, And this is what makes people mad, because you want to see, it's almost like gamers want to see a shot for shot remake of the game. Like, oh, that's cool. That's cool. I know that. I saw that. But then I feel like you'd be like, well, I already know what's going to happen every beat of this movie. So they can't do it that way. I've heard directors say that before. Well, like, you can't make it just like the game. Otherwise, you already know what's going to happen. And to that end, you kind of already do know what's going to happen. Maybe, I guess, unless you're Resident Evil and you could just flip the shit on its head. But I was going to talk. You know what? Hang on. Oh, where the fuck is that at? I was going to burp, but I almost puked. Well, I'll be. I don't even know where it is. Is this it? Fuck no. Is this it? Fuck no. That's Star Wars. Anyway, God, I don't even know where the fuck that is. I'll have to edit that shit out probably. Maybe I won't. I was going to say that recently, I bought all the Resident Evil movies on Blu-ray, and I already have a few. So here's the deal. The first Resident Evil movie comes out, and this is not about this. A lot of this topic, or a lot of this episode, is going to be about the Resident Evil movies, but I wanted to talk about other video game movies as well. This beer's not terrible, but I couldn't see me drinking a lot of them. It's just fruity. It's a lot of fruity. Just sometimes you get off work and you just want a beer. Just want a beer. Anyway. So the first Resident Evil movie comes out, and I was fucking amped for this. You know what? That's not even true. I was amped while I was watching it, but I didn't even realize. Like, I heard the movie came out. My friend told me about it. He was like, yeah, it's pretty good. He saw it. I mean, this was a long time ago. I mean, I didn't have a car. This was way before driving. This was like riding the school bus and shit. Okay, so, you know, none of the decisions I made, I couldn't be like, I'm going to go see this movie. No, it's not going to happen. So, my friend has the movie on DVD by this point. He's like, oh, you want to watch it? And I think he had a party in his basement. Had a bunch of people over, quote-unquote party, just people hanging out. And his basement was fucking awesome. I mean, we're talking huge screen. It's the best home theater that I had seen at that point. Anyway, so he puts the movie in, and I wasn't even a huge fan of like horror movies at that point, but it's, you know, whatever. And I just loved it. We watched it, and I was like, this was fucking cool. And then the next time I came over, I watched it, and then every time after that, I was like, let's watch this movie. And then one year I got it for my birthday. And I watched it, and I watched all the special features, and I watched it again. And then when they were making the sequel, then I was super excited, because I was like, it ends on this kind of cliffhanger. I'm like, oh, the nemesis is going to be in the second. So when I saw the second movie in theaters, I was so happy that I swear that I blinked and the movie was over. You know, time flies when you're having fun type of thing going on. The movie was wrapping up, and I was like, no fucking way. How long was this movie? This was like 30 minutes. So I really enjoyed the second movie. Now do I love the second movie? I don't know. I like it. And I never liked it as much as the first one. But they added some fan favorite characters. Jill Valentine was in it. I thought she was good. She's fine. I liked it. They added a comedic element with Mike Epps. He was hilarious in the movie. The Nemesis was in it. He looked perfect. Did all, you know, everything was good about that. Yeah. So, I don't know. That the movie, I thought, was good. And then it was, they ratcheted up the action a little bit. A lot more guns, explosions. But I loved it. Then the third movie came out. And let me look this up. I was just looking for the DVD set so I could go buy the thing. Resident Evil movies in order. Okay, yeah. The first one was Resident Evil. Then it was Resident Evil Apocalypse. That was two years later. 3 years later, we have Extinction. Now, this is... I hate this one the most. There's six of these. So, it's out in the desert. It's way in the future. They're fucking... The whole planet's fucked. It's a whole... I just hated every part of this movie. I hated the story. I hated the characters. I hated... There's no saving grace to this movie. There was no action sequence to this movie that I liked. Nothing. No offense to anybody who worked on that movie, but not doing it for me. So then 3 more years later, we get Resident Evil Afterlife. And I want to say, I can't remember which one's which. So the last three, or the Resident Evil Afterlife and Retribution kind of fucking blend together for me a little bit. Yeah, okay. Afterlife, I enjoyed. I'm not sure if I saw it in theaters. I don't believe, maybe I did. I think I did see Afterlife in theaters. That had Wesker in it, and I thought he was acted fine. The guy who plays him is fine. His voice was pretty, I mean, he did a decent job. And there was a fight scene at the end of that movie. There's two fight scenes. There's one where Claire Redfield, which again, just terrible. Just, there's just no, like, there's no development of these characters. And I don't even know if there's that much development in a video game, in the Resident Evil characters in the video game, honestly, because you're not learning about the character, you're learning about trying to survive, and you're learning about the game. So, I mean, I get that, but that's why it's also not good, I don't think, to just maybe add them in the movie, or I don't know. I don't know if there's any good way around this, because they just show up, they're like, yo, look at me, I'm that character that you know from all the games that you've played, and that's just what they do, that's it. They're just like, cool. Thanks for putting him in there. Anyway. So I liked Resident Evil Afterlife. Not because of like the movie really. Or like the story. I just think it was a pretty movie. I liked the way it looked. The cinematography is good. Something about the coloring of the movie I liked. Two fight scenes in the movie. I know the one at the end with Wesker, people laugh at. There's a YouTube video. I can't remember who it was, but they just shit all over this. I actually enjoyed it because I think of the music. And it reminded me of Code Veronica. I know it's like, it wasn't really the same, but I don't know. I liked it. The music really helped it out. The first and second time I watched it. Now, the most recent time I watched it, when I bought the Blu-ray collection, didn't like it as much. So I think it's losing a little bit for me, but I did enjoy it at some point in my life, so I'll say that. And then there's a fight, and that was that was a huge thing. It was in 3D. And my brother said that it was he saw it in 3D in theaters and it was great. Well, I have a 3D TV, so I bought this movie on Black Friday for like $4, $5. And I watched it in 3D. And the problem with movies in 3D is that, well, first, no one likes them. But more than that, even I don't really, but it just came with my TV. So I thought, well, fuck it, right? Spend a few bucks, you know, might as well try it. But when you're in the theater and you're wearing the 3D glasses, when you're looking at the screen is the size of the fucking building. Like, it's gigantic. So objects that are supposed to be in 3D, they're flying by you. It really feels, you know, quote unquote feels, it's like it's flying past you or at you. When you're watching it at home on a 55 inch TV, once the object that's supposed to be flying toward you eclipses the edge of the screen, it's gone. You know, it's not 3D anymore. It's not even there. It's gone. So it doesn't work that well. And I have not used the 3D function since. Sometimes I accidentally press the 3D button on my TV, and that's annoying. But other than that, I don't use it. The thing was, is the fight scene I was going to say was Claire fights a monster dude in the like a bathroom, and they break a pipe. It's raining. It's like, or not raining, but the pipe's spraying water, and it's like slow-mo. Again, like literally a couple shots, like from a visual perspective, I'm like, that looks cool, but not really like the movie. Resident Evil Retribution, I don't remember a whole lot about. I don't think it's very good. I think that's the one where Chris Redfield is introduced. Again, terrible. And aside, I know these actors. I'm like, oh, you're the guy from Prison Break. So you're not. I don't know. And then the last Resident Evil movie, I didn't think was very good at all either. So honestly, Resident Evil 1, love it. One of my favorite movies of all time. Resident Evil 2, Apocalypse, pretty good. I can still enjoy it. And Resident Evil Afterlife, I can enjoy it from a visual perspective and auditory perspective. I don't really care about it, though. So, yeah. But they made a fuckload of money. Oh, my God. Let's see. Resident Evil Afterlife made $300 million. Okay, so that's a lot of money. And the budget was $60 million. Let's see what the... Don't you just love the internet? Resident Evil... The budget was half of that for the first... $32 million, yeah. Guess it wasn't that low budget. I don't know what a budget for a movie. I think, I don't know. I don't know anything about movies. I'm just rambling. And the music for the first Resident Evil is like one of my favorite things. There's a little bit of Nine Inch Nails in there. There is, Marilyn Manson did the music, and it's fucking perfect. The soundtrack is perfect. So, yeah. All right. Moving on. Let me pause it because I got to get another beer. I'm going to have to edit the fuck. I might not even edit this episode. I might just say fuck that. You know what I mean? Just put it up on that. All right. I'll be right back. All right. I've returned. Unfortunately, I opened the beer before I started recording. I kind of like to open it and next to the microphone. I think it's fun. The next movie I actually enjoy, based on a video game, is Silent Hill. This first Silent Hill movie. I thought the acting was fine. Good. I thought the characters were good. I thought... The best part of the I'll get there. But the best part of the movie is the soundtrack, again, because it pulls it right from mostly Silent Hill 3, I believe. The composer for the Silent Hill series worked on the movie, I think. Unless, well, he might not have worked on the movie, but his name is in the credits and it's, you know, it says music by. So maybe they just ripped it from the game and just put his name on it. I don't know. Excuse me. Good Lord. That felt pretty good though. But, that music is fucking amazing. And, Let me look that up on the old Googler. Silent Hill movie. It's not how you spell movie. So this was in 2006. It made $97 million. Yeah, music composed by Akira Yamaoka. Hopefully I said that right. There's not a whole lot going on right here. It's got a 31% on Rotten Tomatoes. So not a whole lot of people, I don't believe, like this movie. I like the movie, okay? I saw it in theaters. It's fucking gross. It's disgusting. I don't know. I just think that it looked like Silent Hill. Pyramid Head was perfect in it. And that's a good thing. Or wow, my brain just shut down right there, didn't it? That's something that I think is, you know, I was just saying that it's, you put the characters in and they're like, oh, there's the character or whatever. I'm like, but for like a Pyramid Head, it was perfect because he does not, he's just a villain. He doesn't talk. You don't have to know anything about him. You just know, holy fuck, that guy's scary as shit. And I don't want to be around him. I don't want to be anywhere near that motherfucker. And he comes on screen and you're like, oh, fuck. You already know what this guy is about. And they did him perfectly. I mean, his makeup was good. Everything's fucking awesome. I like the movie. I like the visuals of it. I think they did a lot of the camera angles from the game, which is something that looks cool. I don't know. I like the game. I don't have a whole lot to say about it. They did make a sequel. Now, the sequel to this movie, not great. I saw it on Netflix, I believe, and I was like, this is pretty bad. It was in 3D. Jesus. I don't remember seeing it in 3D. Well, I definitely didn't see it in 3D, but that has an 8% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. You know, and ratings don't mean shit. I mean, if you like the movie, you like the movie. Like I'm saying, I liked the first one, which a lot of people didn't. But it only made $56 million. I mean, that's a lot of... I'll take $56 million, you know what I'm saying? But this one was I don't even remember. I don't even remember this fucking movie. I just remember it was bad. I fucking hated it. Who is this fucking guy in this movie? Was this... Hang on a fucking sec. No, that's not him. That can't be him, right? Is that the guy from Game of Thrones? It is! Well, I don't know if anybody remembers that. It's Kit Harington. Jon Snow, I believe he's called in that show. I've seen one episode. It was the last one. Or this third to last one. I don't remember. God, I'm going to have to... Okay, so this one was about Silent Hill 3. Or at least it's the main character from Silent Hill 3. And Silent Hill 3 is my favorite one. And I've yet to do an episode about Silent Hill 3, but I'll give you a little hint. I love those games. And also... have no fucking idea what happens in any of them. Just like playing them. And by like, I mean dislike. Because it's horrifying. And yeah. Anyway, so that movie's just ugh. But yeah, I like the first one. I think it didn't do anything wrong. I think it was like, yeah, that seems like it. I could have played that. The nurses were effective. There's just a lot going on in there in that movie there. So I thought they did it right. Now, there is got to be a movie. Let me look this up on Google. Bad video game movies. Mortal Kombat. That is false. This is according to Den of Geek. I couldn't say that. Okay, Den of Geek. Here are 11 video game based movies that aren't the worst. Oh, that aren't the worst pieces of cinema ever made. Interesting. Number one is Mortal Kombat. I was gonna say, Mortal Kombat isn't the greatest movie, but it's a fun movie. Shut your fucking mouth. Super Mario Bros., Prince of Persia: Sands of Time. Never seen it. Don't like that Jake Gyllenhaal's in it because, again, it's Jake Gyllenhaal. You're like, you're in a bunch of movies I know. I want to see a guy maybe who's, I don't know, who can become the character. Now you're just Jake Gyllenhaal in the Prince of Persia movie. That's what happens in my mind. Maybe I'm the only one who does that, but I know I'm not. Shout out me on Twitter, PopConJacob, if you feel the same. Silent Hill, Resident Evil, Lara Croft, Tomb Raider. Interesting. I saw that in theaters for my birthday with one of my best friends, who's I talk about on the show a lot, the Metal Gear guy. And we saw that. We got dropped off by his mom. You know, went and saw that. Got popcorn. Awesome movie. Does it hold up? Probably not. But it was fun when we were little kids. We weren't even that little, were we? We were not old. Street Fighter, never seen it. Hitman, 2007, didn't like it. And I love that actor. Again, the actor for Hitman, is actually, I really like that actor, Timothy Olyphant, and he, it's just like, well, I know you so well, and you're not Agent 47. Now I'm on this website, denofgeek.com. Den of Geek. That's denofgeek.com. Okay, awesome movie, Final Fantasy VII Advent Children. See, this is another, I don't even know if I consider these video game movies. I mean, obviously, they are video game movies, but it's like in a different category because it literally is in a different category. Excuse me. These are CGI movies, so the characters look like the characters because they're computer animated. So it's way easier to watch an hour and a half of that and not be like, they fucked that up, you know what I mean? And I own that movie on DVD. I should probably upgrade it to Blu-ray or just wait until I get a 4K set, and because that shit really holds up, you know, CGI shit. Some does, not all. What else do I? Oh, I have the Blu-ray for the Final Fantasy Spirits Within. Again, never even played a Final Fantasy game, but it's cool. It looks cool. They do cool shit. So I bought it and I was like, this is fucking cool. Doom with The Rock and Carl Urban. I almost said Keith Urban, but yeah. It's Doom. You just shoot fucking aliens. I don't remember hating it. I was like, whatever. The Tomb Raider movie with Alicia Vikander. Haven't seen that. I bet it's pretty good. Maybe I'll watch it. Anyway. I remember seeing, I'm just going through this list on this fucking website. Sorry, it's all, you know. Okay. And then there's the notorious director who likes to adapt. He likes to adapt movies or video games to movies. His name's Uwe Boll. He's not even a filmmaker anymore. He owns a restaurant. Okay, so I thought he, haven't seen one of his movies recently, but he made Blood Rain, Postal. I saw Postal. I thought it was a ridiculous movie, which kind of, I've never played Postal, but Alone in the Dark. Okay, Alone in the Dark. All of his movies that he's made, I think, have been critically just shit on. Let's click on some of this. Oh, yeah. Postal got a 7% on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's see what Blood Rain got. Probably like a 2. 4. That was a pretty good guess. Haven't seen that. Not a big fan of that anyway. Rampage. I don't think that was the Rampage of the game. I think that's just the name of the movie. Oh, he made a Far Cry movie. Ugh, whatever. I don't know. Alone in the Dark, I don't think was very good. Oh, shit. It's got a 1%. No way. Now, I saw Alone in the Dark in theaters. And, yeah, as a teenager. Oop, hit the mic. Christian Slater. Oh, he was in that, wasn't he? Nice. Oh, my God. What's her name? What's that actress's name? I'm staring right at her. Oh, Jesus Christ. Tara Reid. There you go. Christian Slater, Tara Reid, and what's that guy? Steven Dorff. This is a terrible episode. They all are. There was only one thing about that movie I liked. And I kind of want to watch it on my TV now. Because it was a scene where it's a pitch black and they're shoot. The only light in the scene is from the gun bursts, the muzzle flash. And I thought it was really cool. So I think that would look cool on a OLED TV. But I don't know if I want to pay any money for that. Or do I? Fuck. Oh, it's free on Tubi TV right now. Oh my God. And Tubi TV, if you do not know, is, I believe, Sony owned or Sony something, because it just started playing. I just clicked on it. It's just playing right now. I don't want to watch it right now. Hang on. Let me look up what Tubi TV is. I thought PlayStation. Oh, PlayStation owns Crackle. Sony owns Crackle, not Tubi. Paramount. Nope. That's not it. Doesn't matter. Way off fucking track here. Yeah, Sony owns Crackle now, not Tubi. Anyway, I think Tubi is on the PlayStation 4. I'm fucking watching this movie. Maybe not the whole movie. I'll just fast forward to that part. I don't have to pay any money for it. Fuck yes. I'll let you know next week how that goes. There were some other Tomb Raider movies with Angelina Jolie. Oh, I'm just looking at shit, you know. I'm just looking on the internet here. Max Payne with Mark Wahlberg. Now, this was literally, I think, the worst experience I ever had in a movie theater. I wanted to see it because it looked visually striking. Like, you know, like that Resident Evil movie. I'm like, I'll watch it because it's pretty, whatever. This movie, however, the speakers were blown out in my theater, and it was just not great. And this was before. I should have just left the theater. Probably should have got my money back. But yeah, I was all like, not good. Budget was $35 million. I don't know. It sucked. It was bad. Anyway, I'm going to stop talking about these films now. I'm not even going in depth on any of these, and this is terrible. However, I would like to talk about one other thing relating to movies and games. There is a director who directs films. His name is Jordan Vogt Roberts. What did he do? He's done movies, okay? As I've said. Let's just, fucking Jesus Christ. Just look him up. What did he do? I know he did, oh my God. Kong Skull Island was his most recent film, I believe. He did some other shit. But anyway, it says on his Wikipedia, and I do not believe this is true. Or is it? It says that he is directing a film based on Metal Gear. I thought he was trying to direct the film based on Metal Gear. A film more than likely called Metal Gear. I don't know. Anyway, so the way he talks about video game movies is kind of refreshing to hear. He says a lot of things that I think and have said thus far on this podcast. Kind of like, you know, you don't need... He's like, there are plenty of good video game movies out there. They're just not titled video games. He's like, they... I don't know. Just look his shit up on YouTube and familiarize yourself with this man. Anyway, he loves Metal Gear. He's played Metal Gear. He grew up with it, like us fans. I'm just reading here. It says, in Kong Skull Island, the boat bears the name Gray Fox as an homage to the character of the same name in the Metal Gear series. That's fucking awesome. Holy shit. Kong Skull Island made $565 million. God damn. Just give this guy a key to the kingdom. Yeah, I think if anyone were to direct a Metal Gear movie, I'm glad that it would be him because I know that he loves the game. I've heard him speak about it. And I don't think he would fuck it up. I kind of want to watch Kong Skull Island to see. Because I've never seen it. I don't know what his thing is. But, yeah. And if, you know, if maybe if Sony... You know, that's interesting because... I was going to say, maybe if Sony is doing this whole thing with the adapting games to movies, maybe they could help with that. But they would still have to go through Konami. Because Konami owns the rights to the game. I don't know. I just think, I'm not sure what I would want to see in a Metal Gear movie. I mean, again, I would rather just not it ever happen and just whatever. But he kind of makes me almost excited to see it, to see what he would come up with. But then you've got that whole thing, and it would be a perfect movie. I mean, it's a movie. It's got a perfect structure for a film, characters, all this shit. The problem is as soon as Solid Snake talks and it's not David Hayter, then it's fucked. I mean, maybe I'll get over it, but I don't know. Then you've got all those other characters that, who are you going to cast? You're going to cast some big name fucking dickweed. And it's just like I don't know. This was a super ramble podcast. Yeah. I'm going to just fucking end the episode because I don't know what else to say about video game movies. If you've made it this far, thank you for listening. Hopefully I've edited a lot of horse shit out of this episode. Don't be afraid to reach out to me on Twitter. If you want to be a part of the show, ask me some questions, throw some shit out. Might put it in there. Might add a segment to the show. I don't have any segments. I just ramble. But there's always room for growth. And I would love to hear what you have to say about your favorite movie that is based on a video game. And maybe you love Postal, or maybe you love Silent Hill Revelation with its like 8% Rotten Tomato score, and you're pissed. You're fucking pissed that they would fucking give... Are you fucking kidding me? That's what you feel like. You can find me on Twitter at PopconJacob. That is PopconJacob. Thank you for listening, and I will see you next week.